Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
At Morrisons, get half-price toys on brands like Hot Wheels and Barbie, plus many more in store. That's more play for them and peace for you.
Morrisons to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores subject to availability. Excludes online selected toys. Hot Wheels 10-pack was £23, now £11.50. Barbie Beach doll was £19, now £9.50. Offer ends 14th of April.
This week I'm giving you first-hand gossip of what happened at the Mobile Awards.
And we get into everything that went down at the Grammys.
Plus, we chat about the latest Vogue cover.
Hello!
Hi! Welcome back to Pop Off.
This is the third time we said hello because we can't take it seriously and we're just taking this as it is. Hi. I hope you're well.
I hope you're well, guys.
It's a Thursday. We've both been drinking the night before. Mm-hmm. Our heads are not quite screwed on, but we're still here to provide you with entertainment. Starting with
what, Lewis.
Oh, I was going to say, starting with Lewis Ball's film club.
Yes.
As we all know, I'm in my filmography era. I'm very much enjoying watching highbrow media, and I'm no longer participating in the lowbrow ITV2 produced reality shows, and I'm now watching films which win accolades.
We've kind of swapped because I've been watching Love Island.
Have you? I have also been watching that slightly on and off.
Fair enough.
But you know what? Maybe I shouldn't say this because it might come back to bite me ass. I'm not speaking about Love Island ever again. I've given that shit to
Sure.
No, I have not opened my mouth. Obviously, I have on here, but like I don't really count on here as like on here doesn't feel real to me. But like as in like I feel like I say I don't know what consequences could ever come back and bite me in my mouth. Whereas if I'm going to write a tweet or an Instagram story, I'm thinking this through three times.
Oh, you're talking about on social media, you haven't spoken
about
it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because I've given that show too much free clout. Not that I'm ever think that I should be paid or anything like that, but I'm just like, oh my God, like, okay, how many years are we going to talk about this like show? Mm. Like, I'm just like, I need to move on with my life.
It is good though.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people actually come up to me and be like, I'm missing your Love Island tweets. I'm like, people still watch Love Island like that? Anyway, we're not speaking about Love Island. We're speaking about highbrow media such as film. So I went to watch two films this week. Number one I went to watch was The Holdovers. Fantastic film. I rated it 5 stars on Letterboxd.
I can't want to watch it.
It was really, really good. It's set in the 70s, I want to say, in a New England boarding school. And like all the kids go home for Christmas, apart from a few who have nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. So they stay behind with a teacher and the school cook, who's playing by Divine Joy Randolph, who just won the Golden Globe for Best Supporting Actress. Mm-hmm. For this film. And it's just so good. It's like, it's actually technically a Christmas film, but only just got released here. But it's not like to the point where it's like you can watch it any time of the year.
Yeah, she was in another film that I watched.
She was in The Idol as well.
No, The Lost City.
That was terrible.
Oh. That was it was like a bit of a play on Jumanji.
Oh.
With Channing Tatum and Sandra Bullock. It wasn't terrible, but it was like one of those like cringe films. But like a good watch. Anyways, go on.
Yeah, so I rate that 5 stars. Really good. It like had me laughing 1 minute and then the next minute I was crying. Like it's one of those films. Like it's
really
like funny but also so emotional. I love when a film can do both.
Yeah.
The second film I watch, which everybody it really loves, I'm sorry, I didn't quite get it. All of Us Strangers, Paul Mescal, I can't remember that guy's name, the gay guy who's the other main character. Okay, this is my beef with it. Let me start with the things I liked. It was really beautifully shot. It was really good acting. The cast was really good. And there was some really nice emotional moments. My issue with it was that I couldn't attach to it emotionally because the whole thing was like in his head. And it felt like an artificial setup for an emotional reaction, which I had trouble relating to because, to be fair, I just don't like sci-fi fantasy things as a whole anyway. I would like to relate to a film. Mm-hmm. And I just sort of immediately get taken out when it's like, this is in his head.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
This is not real life, though.
I know.
And everybody told me going into it, I was going to come out. I even filmed a TikTok, like me before all of us strangers, expect, because everyone I asked about it was like, you're going to come out bawling.
Really?
So I filmed a TikTok, like, ready to post it, being like, me before and me after, like, to like, be like, lol, I'm such a mess. And then I came out and I was like, okay, well, I didn't even water my eyes. So that TikTok was a fail.
I don't know how the film goes at all, but I guess that like, it probably would have been more captivating if you found out at the end that it was all in his head.
Well, they never like exclusive, like you sort of like put things together as the film goes. Like they don't go from the jump, this is in his head.
Right, okay.
Also, it's not necessarily definitely in his head. Like it's kind of like up to you how you take it. Like some people, I've read about it online, some people think that they're like physical ghosts. Some people think it's like all in his head. Some, do you know what I mean? Like it's one of those films where it's like, oh, you pick what you want to take from it.
I really want to see it now.
Yeah, I would
just fucking, can you just let me know?
Oh yeah, I actually should. Either
can go to the cinema together or let me know when you've gone.
Well, I always go to Peck and Plex, so
exactly. Well,
I'll let you know and we'll go together. The next one I want to watch is either American Fiction, which is a comedy, or The Color Purple, which is the one with, who's in it again? Fantasia, Halle Bailey. I always get Halle Berry and Halle Bailey confused. But yeah, that's the end of Lewis Ball's Film Club for this week.
What about Poor Little Things? Have you seen that?
I would like to see it, but it's going to unfortunately have to be one that I watch at home because it's so... Well, I mean, to be fair, Holdovers was like 2:15. But I think Poor Things is 2.5. And again, it's a fantasy kind of film. So I need my phone for that, just for phone breaks.
Come on.
I can't like something about I like going to the cinema now, but I still get really scared to commit to something which I'm not 100% sold on. The fact that I can't just get my phone out,
yeah,
and that's unhealthy, but
I know what you mean though.
Your week?
Yeah, my week's been good. Obviously I was at the Mobos, which we're gonna get into anyways. Talking about watching things, we were graced by watching someone's
dick
getting thrown around.
That's been wiped from Twitter now.
Yeah, it has. I was like, I can't find it anymore.
I actually know that because someone asked me today. It was not me, but someone was like, I can't see it anymore. And I was like, oh, I'll find it for you. And I went and looked. And I was like, wait, why is it not here?
Yeah.
Because when it first happened, when you search his name, it was just scrolls and scrolls of the results.
We're speaking
about Drake, by the way.
Yeah.
I kind of was even like, do I want to speak about it? Because I was like, it technically is revenge porn.
Yeah.
And not technically. It is revenge porn when someone's leaked this without Drake's consent. And I feel like it's because it's a man and also because it's Drake. It's funny. People find it funny. And I don't think he's admitted it's him, to be fair. So allegedly it's Drake.
I didn't think it was him when I first saw it. I was like, because you know how you get all these like Drake lookalikes and all of that? And they're coming in hot, like, I was about to say hard, no pun intended.
Because he was not.
But they're coming in strong, like they actually look like him, and you can't tell his face really, but like I guess people have to run with the story anyways. But then
I think also the fact that it was either clearly, I think people were saying it was a private jet, if it were not a private jet it was a very luxury yacht, like,
yeah,
the,
that's
like,
what I thought it was a yacht. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. The fact that it's
that's
the
what
background,
I and that's
what
I was like, oh okay, fair, that's what sold, oh look at us turning. Yeah, that's what sold it to me as well, to be fair.
Sold it.
But yeah, that's about it.
Because the only verification that he is, as far as I'm aware, as of the time of recording, the only acknowledgement people were faking his replies on a story and that he put a story up and stuff, but that actually wasn't true because I went to look. But the only, like, there's a streamer called Aiden Ross, and he sent Drake a voice note during when he was streaming, and Drake being like, bro, I've just seen your penis, like, blah, 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 it's huge, da, 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 da. And Drake just replied with, like, loads of laughing emojis, which is like, not confirming or denying, but it's like, I guess it's like,
I guess you wouldn't say anything though,
yeah,
would
you wouldn't. I'm trying to think what I the fuck would do. I would literally be mortified. But I also think
I wouldn't if my dick was like that though. It's just that it's not hard. That's,
but I also think, like, I guess
if people thought better of me at the end of it, then I'll be like, great. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just very vulnerable.
I know, poor him.
I know. I wonder how he actually feels about that all.
Yeah, I do wonder, like, what's he saying to his therapist about it? Because I'll be having a fucking mental breakdown, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Would you?
I guess, but then as horrible as those things are, you sort of are like, what can you do? You can't, I mean, well, the best thing you can do is what he's done, which is clearly trace all remnants of it from the internet, but
I would not have the fucking money to do that.
Or nowhere to start.
Yeah, like who am
I'd be like emailing
message?
The police.
Like one more month.
Like I'd like to report an emergency.
I was going to say something, but I have forgotten, and that's really annoying because it was going to be good. Oh, I've got a question for you. Snog, marry, avoid. This is Kimberly that put this on her TikTok. So yeah, I've been
Kimberly.
Kim Possible. She's got dreads and she's black.
Never seen this.
Really? She's so funny.
I mean, maybe
she's
not seen her huge. Face. I'm just not putting her name to her face. But
she has like those odd viral vids and stuff, but obviously
right,
I follow
okay.
her. Right, so snog, marry, avoid. Potatoes, pasta, and rice.
This is really, really easy for me. Marry pasta, snog, rice, avoid potatoes. I don't like potatoes. I don't mind an extremely creamy mash. That's the only form of potatoes I'll accept. Sweet potatoes is a different question. I love
sweet
potatoes.
I'm literally scared for my life right now.
Really? I hate boiled potatoes.
Well, yeah, that's just giving British, innit?
I don't really have jacket potatoes.
What about like chips?
You see,
roast potatoes?
I could live without chips more than I could live without rice.
That's madness.
I will never like... I would order a sweet potato fry. Are we like, but I would never sit down and be like, oh, can I have a side of chips, please? If they're on the table or come with a burger or someone else has one and I'll steal one.
Yeah.
But I'm never actively like, oh, I'd love some chips.
Really?
Yeah. Whereas I feel like I have rice. Rice means no sushi. Or obviously, no. You can have like sashimi and stuff, but a lot of the sushi's out the question.
Mm. Like chicken fried rice and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Chinese. Yeah.
Like any base to any like.
I don't like. What would you have
Asian,
with like curries?
Yeah.
Like I feel like rice holds more of a fundamental part of meals than potatoes do.
Wow, the way that you just articulate yourself is so admirable.
Why? What's your answer?
Mine is. Shit. Now I've kind of changed mine because of you.
Oh, really?
You really are that influencer, aren't you?
Why? What was yours before?
I think mine was potatoes, rice, and then pasta.
So marry potatoes.
Yeah, no, it defo is.
Snog rice, avoid pasta.
Yeah.
I could not live without pasta. I think I eat pasta at least, which just doesn't sound that much, for like twice a week.
That doesn't sound that much at all.
But in comparison to rice and potatoes.
So what do you eat then?
What have I had for my meals this week? Oh, I had like, two nights in a row, Monday and Tuesday night, I had like chicken pitters, where I had like chicken breast, coleslaw, pesto, mozzarella, sun-dried tomatoes.
No. Okay.
Yep. And then for lunches, my favorite breakfast actually right now, which is a tip for all of you ladies. If you like smoked salmon bellinis, which I love at Christmas time, you know, the little like...
Yeah.
So my new breakfast is I have a crumpet with a bit of cream cheese and smoked salmon on, and it's like a big bellini.
I hate the fact that they're called bellinis because I just instantly think of an actual... drunk bellini.
And then for lunches, I just usually have a sandwich, whether I make it or I get a meal deal or I go to a coffee shop. That's pretty much every single lunch I have.
Now Kiwi's away, I keep forgetting to have lunch because usually I just cook lunch for him because I love cooking, and then he comes back for lunch and he's also just like a hungry man. But like I just like we'll just because it's I find lunch such an awkward time, like awkward time.
Yeah,
because I eat my breakfast, so I go to like sometimes like, I'll go to the gym and then I'll eat breakfast and then I'll end up eating breakfast around 10 and then I'll be doing stuff and then it's like 1 and I should have lunch then, but then I forget. So then it's like closer to like dinner time. So I'm just like, oh, well.
I hate when you have like a late dinner and then it's like the timing of lunch.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, do I have like early lunch and a snack or do I wait out my lunch? I had that issue recently. And also like I was going for dinner with friends and no one was confirming a time. And I was like, I need a confirmation of a time that I'm going to be eating so I can plan the rest of my eating schedule around that.
Because you're like, you get hangry as well, don't
you? Yeah, I get very hangry.
I haven't witnessed it.
Really? Mm-mm. You probably have just on the sly.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
The worst receiver of it, perpetrator, I don't know what the fucking word I'm looking for is my boyfriend.
Oh yeah, it's always them.
Like,
but do you mean like he's the one that receives that?
Yes, the energy. He gets the bad energy.
Mate, I'm the worst when I'm tired.
And I didn't even realize I was a hangry person until him. And then like it's like 6 months into our relationship, he was like, you are like literally that, like, you know that like Facebook mum meme that's like me before I've eaten, me after. He was like, you are literally that. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, you know what I am.
No, do you know what I always say? Yeah. Like the maddest part of a relationship is like the magnifying glass it has on you. Like, you don't know yourself yet until you get into a relationship.
No, 1,000.
You start to like really like see like things that you do, and you're like, shit, like I'm like that.
Mine is that I always, and I've never been poorly mannered. Like, I always have said please, I've always said thank you, I've always said da 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 and stuff like that. But I didn't realize like the extra mile that I could go, like things like. Like, if someone at a coffee shop says, has a nice day, I used to just be like, thanks. Whereas now I go, thanks, you too.
Oh, okay.
Like, little things like that.
Yeah. Just, like, clocking.
Yeah, like, that's one thing I've picked up. I'm also a lot more of a, and I guess also to do with manners, politer eater.
Don't let anyone cut that, by the way, because they're going to be, like, cutting it and being like, yeah, now I, like, making a narrative around you. And, like, Lewis, it's like, can I have the fucking bell?
I feel like people probably think that's why. I also, like, I feel like I'm very conscious of how I'm eating now. I feel like I used to just, like, not really think. Whereas now I'm like, ooh, especially in
my poor boyfriend
situations.
He's definitely conscious about the way he is. But at the same time, he's very much not, because he still eats the same. But I am just so not forgetful, but I'm just clumsy. Like, something's gonna get lost or something's gonna get misplaced, but it's never my stuff, it's always my boyfriend's stuff.
Right.
But it's annoying because I'm the one with the handbag, so then his stuff goes into mine.
Just and then it's your fault.
And then it's my fault. Like, I've had his card for ages because it's been in my card holder, right. Which is lost. But just have your own card then.
I'm also very clumsy, but not in the sense of losing things. I always dropping things.
Do you?
I drop food on me. I drop like my phone all the time.
Oh, I am so embarrassing with my phone though. Like, I'll be like there, yeah, like for like same. 10 minutes, like juggling my phone trying to like catch it.
I'm
like,
such a dropper.
Said dropping. Really?
Yeah.
I'm such a hair twiddler. Like, my boyfriend points that out all the time. I always, like, you can see it right now.
Yeah,
it's the hair hanging out because I'm always just there, like twiddling my hair, I looking into space. Like,
dropping is really, really bad quality to have. I think it's so embarrassing. Like, I'm so humbled every time I drop something in public. Anyway,
have you noticed anything about me since you've seen
the hair thing?
Yeah,
you are a very big hair player.
That's it.
Yeah. What about me?
Nothing. Your hands.
Oh yeah, I always do that.
Yeah.
Or when I get into like,
when you really get into,
I go like this. Yeah. I know that about me. Even if I'm like watching a show I'm really into, I go
really?
Like that. Yeah. It's just like a weird twitch, I guess. Like, it's like, some I don't do it on purpose. Like, sometimes I won't even know I'm doing it, and I'll stop, and I'll
I think
be
it's stimming.
What's that?
I'm not going to get into it.
Okay. Anyway, the Mobo Awards.
So, right, getting onto the Mobo Awards. So, I was at the Mobos last night. I was there with Show Moisture.
Give us the full story. Give us the timeline of, like, finding out you were going, how you decided what you were wearing, blah, blah.
So, the timeline was...
How much time prep did you have?
So, actually, so the woman that, like, works with Shea Moisture, I actually met her when I was so drunk at this Adidas event, and I don't remember meeting her. But anyway, she was like, the only thing I remember was she was like, yeah, I'm going to get some stuff sent out to you, like Shea Moisture stuff. Anyways, she messages me, and she's like, oh, there's this, we're sponsoring, like, the Mobos, that like, you should come, and, like, we really want you to, like, interview people on the red carpet. I was, like, sick. Like, this was a few weeks ago. So, yeah, anyways, got it all sorted out. And then went up. So I was supposed to get styled, and then I didn't end up like finding my own thing because I just know what I like, you know. And I wore this like amazing Dior knee dress that stinks now. So thanks, Selfridges.
Why does it smell?
It doesn't smell, but like it smells like cigarettes and like oud.
Right.
Yeah, like I smelled it today. It just smells like oud. And
it smells like a night out.
Yeah, and I didn't wear oud, so I don't know why it smells
just like
that.
Hugging people.
Yeah, I guess it's just hugging people, yeah. Anyways, we were in like a really nice hotel and it was really pretty, but I was in such a rush. Didn't have any shoes, so I had to go on the day, find some. But yeah, I was interviewing people on the red carpet. I interviewed loads of people. I interviewed, started off with Dami because he was standing right next to me, interviewing for Captain Morgan. But it was so stressful. Like,
really?
You feel like a beg, like they're just like trying to get, you've done it, haven't you?
Yeah.
But so I was expecting like the red carpet to be like quite long because I've not been on a red carpet. It was actually blue, which is really embarrassing. But it was like really big, so that there was always a space for people to like be around and ask questions and this and that. But there we were all like cramped in this small little space, like back to back, like shoving each other basically out of the way. it was freezing cold. So obviously I was outside, it was freezing, like, but it snowed the next day, it was 3 degrees and I was just in that dress. But like the adrenaline was like going through me, whatever. But yeah, you're just literally just trying to haggle people down. Like, please, can I ask you a question? Please, can I ask you a question? Like, you feel like a fucking...
I guess at least there you like probably knew quite a few people.
Yeah, that was a good thing. Like, and then you, that's the one thing that I did clock is that shit, I have been networking, like, do you know what I mean? I have actually been meeting people, because you forget like who you meet until like you come to an event like this and it like makes it a lot more like
less daunting.
Yeah, less daunting, exactly, because you're not just, I wasn't just there like, fuck, like I don't know anyone. But yeah, it was really, really nice. But we just didn't get any food, which is so weird at an award show.
Was it a sit down thing?
Yeah,
but there was no meals,
no meals, and we were starving because I couldn't really eat before. I didn't have time, and like I just couldn't. But yeah, no, it was amazing. And Gets performed, Sugar Babes performed, basically like So Solid Crew performed, like basically the whole of the garage scene fucking performed. But yeah, I interviewed some cool people like Flo. They were lovely.
Anyways, who was your favourite interviewee?
I think Flo were great. Everyone was just amazing. There was one African guy, and he's like an African artist, and I don't remember his name, but he was so, so lovely and like really like just getting into what he was saying, but I don't remember what he was saying, but I just know that the vibe was there when we were talking and stuff. But yeah, it was just hectic. Like, I'm so bad at relaying information when it was just so like, it was a lot.
What questions were you asking? Was it individual to the people or was it?
No. It was really easy, to be fair. I was just like asking about their hair secrets, their inspiration for their hair, and like their what else, and what they love about their hair.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's super easy. It's like what I ask people anyways.
Yeah.
But yeah, Shea Moisture, if you want to do something with me again, you know I am.
Any gossip from inside?
Any gossip from inside? No. Dami and India are as loved up on in real life as they are on the gram, if that makes sense. Like, yeah, they're just amazing. I love what Dami was wearing. He looked so cool with his tabby shoes. Anyone else? Who did you think was best dressed?
Okay, so the outfits that I've seen, I really liked, which I just said to you, I really liked India's second outfit. It was like a vinyl PVC, like black with like the, the cups
India,
were like pink leopard print. I thought it was very like old Nikki.
Yes, it was.
I really enjoyed that. I think, because she hosted it, didn't she? Did she host it in the big sparkly?
No, she had another like corsety bluish outfit on. She
had three outfits.
She might have had four.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she might have had four. Oh, do you know who can fucking dress is ZZ Mills?
Oh, let me have a look at her outfit.
ZZ Mills, her hair, she has like a little short, like...
I saw the hair, yeah.
Situation. She's obviously gorgeous anyway. Yeah, I don't know how to, like, you know when like... When people have like finger bowls.
What are you talking about there?
Yes.
Yeah.
This... How good is that? And then I think she had something else. She had about three outfits as well. Because she was hosting. She was hosting as well, basically.
Oh, I didn't know she was also hosting.
Yeah, because she was like going around like she was on the floor more. And basically like going up whilst they were on the stage. She, her stylist and her, and I love how she plays with fashion as well. Like she's not, I don't know, maybe it's like the judgment that I have of her from like her podcast, but I feel like she would make it more serious of what she wears. But she's very fun with what she wears, and she's quite, and she can be quite out there.
I think that's my probably favourite outfit of the night.
What else does she wear?
What, like on her Instagram in general?
No, from that night, does she have anything else?
No, that's the only pic that she has on her Instagram, okay. But maybe there's more on her story, but yeah, that's pretty nice. It's like this, it kind of looks like a two-piece, but I don't actually know if it is. Oh yeah, it is. It's like a corseted top with like a long white skirt, but like it's like almost like, it's not denim, but it looks like almost distressed denim.
I feel
denim.
Like it could be Rick Owens, because I know that Rick Owens had a similar one.
Oh no, it's
one.
This girl, I think. Oh. I think it's this girl, Naomi Smith, who's made her a custom one-of-one dress.
Oh wow.
Set, whatever it is,
it's amazing. It's like basically looks shredded, and it's like it fits so nice. She had like her hair and everything, and yeah, and then also obviously India is definitely one of the most successful people to come out of Love Island, bar Molly Mae. Like, she is killing it. And she's so good at what she does as well. I clocked from the Love Island, but like doing nothing of like near as high as her, but like interviewing people and, you know, doing all of that stuff, like, it's fucking hard. Like, you have to put in a lot of work, and it's really not easy. And like remembering lines. So she's got the dedication. She's really good at what she does. So I'm proud of her. And she's obviously a very lovely girl.
Lovely girl.
Sugar Babes were sick.
Yes.
They are very good.
I watched their performance on YouTube.
What, from the night?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, sick. Yeah.
They were fun. I'm a bit... and I'm saying this as a huge Sugar Babes fan, I'm a bit tired of the, and I get it that they're doing the medley of their biggest hits, but like, and it's also probably just because I've seen them an normal amount of times, like the average person, but I'm just like, every time I'm like, again,
like the same songs thing. Again. Oh, okay.
That, but don't get, it's like they perform it well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as a big fan, I'm like, oh, there's so much more that we could be doing here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you know what's her name? The ginger mom?
Siobhan.
Right. She, my mom is obsessed with this show called Celebrity Home. She does it, the woman that is like the scouse lady who's married to, fuck, I don't know her name because I want to address her as she is, but she's married to Peter Crouch anyways.
Oh, Abby Clancy.
Yes, Abby Clancy, yes. She's amazing.
Who, may I add, Abby Clancy and Peter Crouch are my favourite celebrity couple.
Oh yeah, they're great.
They're so fucking funny.
They're so jokes. She's great. But yeah, she has like this celebrity home. She went around the women from the Siobhan and she has like this amazing house and she's got like her Porsche, like parked in her house.
Oh my
that
God.
Makes sense.
Wait,
like,
Siobhan from the Sugar Babes has a Porsche.
What yeah. No, her husband's like a property developer shit.
Because I was going to say, when she left the Sugar Babes, she then worked as like a model booker for like 10
really?
Years. Like she wasn't like...
But
that makes sense of her. Not that I'm, you know, diminishing a woman's accomplishments. Yeah. But I was just...
No, but this is like a house in Central North. Because even I thought, oh damn, like we're talking about millions.
Because she was only actually in Sugar Babes for about a year and a half.
Right, because I was so confused because when they started like putting... they obviously... they won an award, so they started going through all the years that they've been together and all that stuff. I was like, I don't know if I'm going crazy or if these people have changed members 5 million times.
Yeah, they had. There was four different lineups.
It's giving EastEnders.
There was four different lineups, and by the time we got to the fourth one, none of the original three were left.
What do you mean four original lineups?
So it was four separate lineups. So there was the original three, then one left and they got a new member.
Oh yeah.
Then another one of the original left and they got a new member. Then the last original left. So the last lineup of the Sugar Babes was like three brand new people.
Okay. But they're the ones.
But they're the original three, yeah.
Right. Okay. I thought.
And
so.
They were called MKS, which
wow,
is,
you can really tell that these people are like owned, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they were called MKS for years. So then once the new members of the Sugar Babes split up and the Sugar Babes was no longer the original three, Mattia, Keisha and Siobhan were like, oh, we want to do that again in like 2013, but they didn't own the rights to the name because they weren't, and none of them were a part of the last band.
Okay.
So they only got the rights to their name, I think 2 years ago.
Right, that's why they kind of started back.
Yeah, that's why they've only just come back now. Yeah,
fucking hell, that's a story
of the Sugar Babes.
Oh, I love that.
I feel like I probably already told this. It's my favorite fun fact about myself. I once won us a pub quiz because you had to write down, one of the questions was like, name the members of the Sugar Babes. Mm. And then obviously because there's so many and so many different lineups, it got very political when it came to marking the sheets because everybody was like, well, I got these three. So he was just like, right, in the end, if you have named one Sugar Babe correctly, you get 1 point. So there was a total of 6 points up for grabbing one question. Obviously, I knew all 6 and it won us the pub quiz.
Oh, fantastic.
It was the tiebreaker that pushed us over.
Well, name them so someone else can win.
Mattia, Keisha, Siobhan, Amel, Heidi and Jade.
Love that.
And you're welcome. Anything else about the moments that you want to say? How was the after party?
The after party was really good. So Solid Crew were like doing their thing, like on tables, singing and shit like that. They're cool. Oh, sorry, Harvey's actually so good looking in real life as well. Poor old, yeah. Anyways. who else? Yeah, like all the girls just look so fucking good. Do you know what I mean? Like, girls really do show up and show out. Like, Uchi.
Yeah, but she never looks bad.
No, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, no, like, genuinely.
You know those people that, like, from when they, like, she seems like from when she wakes up in the morning, like, she does so much maintenance of herself to just, like, for herself to obviously feel good, but then it radiates and she just looks amazing. And it's not just like some, like me, for example, I slap on her face and then like, I probably got eye bags underneath. Like, I feel like she just takes so much care of herself and it just shines and she just smells so good and she looks so shiny and stuff.
Yeah, her body is always glowing.
Like, do you know what I mean? But then it never gets on her clothes. And I'm like...
And also she always like has the, and I'm not saying obviously... Women can have however much skin they want to have on show as they would like, but what I was going to say is she always has the exact right amount of skin. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
She always looks like covered up, but still showing so much.
Yes,
like,
yes,
it always looks so classy and tasteful.
Yeah.
Classy woman.
Mm-hmm. 100%. I'm trying to think of anyone else that just really, you know, stood out to me.
I'm trying to think of other outfits that I saw on social media.
I was going to say, though, like, when I was searching the Mobos, like, because I never even considered, like, you just see, like, pictures and stuff. Yeah. But, like, I actually searched it before I went. They used to have, like, Nicki Minaj there.
Really?
Usher, Jay-Z has won an award there. They used to have, like, international artists, like, back in the early 2000s, just, like...
I wonder why not anymore.
I feel like we're making it... It's more British now.
I also feel like...
These people were too busy.
Well, yeah, that. And, like, I feel like in the 2010s, like, promotion and all that kind of thing, what, like, mattered so much more. There was no TikTok or anything. Yeah. So, like, to get their music out there, they actually had, like,
to be there.
Artists actually had to come to the UK and perform in UK spaces. Yeah. Whereas now, if you think about, like, popular rappers who are not, I mean, legends is a term that anyone can use and put on anything. But, you know, people like Nicki, Jay-Z, Kanye, they've been in the industry for long enough now that they don't need to. So if you think about nowadays upcoming American artists, it's people like... I guess like Jack Harlow, like Lil Durk, like it's like people who are like Enerly Chopper, like they can like use TikTok to like reach UK audiences.
They didn't even get nominated anyways, but the big artists weren't there. For example, Davido, Ashake and all of those. The only thing that pissed me off is that they just didn't say Ashake properly and that. I was just like, it's Ashake, not Asake.
That's my worst fear of, because I'm so bad at mispronouncing names. Like I've only just finally gotten to stop calling Paul Mescal.
Really?
I always call like, but like, I just like, oh my God, there's another name. I'm so, Barry Keoghan.
Keoghan.
I always say his name wrong as well. I'm so bad with names. And I'm also like, people obviously always get my name wrong because also, isn't it so funny that I'm technically a Lewis? Like a Lewis, like
yeah, I
like
know.
If no one knew, if you didn't know me prior to meeting me, and I say, "Hi, my name is Lewis," you're imagining me as a Lewis with an I, which I'm not.
Yeah, because when I say it, obviously out loud and in my head,
you're saying it with a Y. Yeah,
right? I'm like Louis. Are you? Do you know what I mean? How do people pronounce your name when they mispronounce it?
I think a lot of people just go, "Is it Lewis?" Or like I sometimes get Louis. I get Louis quite often.
I love the name Louis. You are a bit of a Louis though.
Yeah, I could. I'm definitely more of a Louis than a Lewis with an I.
Yeah, 100%. God.
I think. Anyway, we'll be right back after this to discuss the Grammys 66th Annual Awards and Edward Enfield's last British Vogue cover.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. Now, we are going to get straight into the Grammys. It has been the 66th Grammy Awards.
Academy Awards, Oscars, isn't it? But Recording Academy. I don't even know.
Wait, what?
The Academy Awards is Oscars.
Oh, sorry. I was just throwing them off because I just thought...
No. You didn't say that. I said that.
Oh, right. Okay.
I said I was about to say the Academy. And I was like, that's not. That's the Oscars. But it's the Recording Academy.
Okay. I wouldn't even know the difference.
Me neither, to be honest. It was a nice night.
It's fucking all fixed. And like, I just can't believe that so many, like, do you know what it is? It's like, it's their bubble.
Yeah.
It's their bubble in America of like things that they think that is like good.
Yeah.
And represents certain places.
Well, also, it's a not a great kept secret, but the Grammys is voted for by a pool of people, but it's like, you don't, obviously you have to have like some sort of credentials, but like, it's not, it is basically like a popularity contest slash who is sitting right with the labels at the time and all that kind of things. Like, it's not done in like a fairly unbiased, it's a popularity competition, mm-hmm. basically. Hence why Taylor Swift is the most winner of Album of the Year.
Right. Absolutely.
But before we get onto that, first of all, I wanted to speak about... Oh, also, I didn't forget to mention at the top of the episode, Megan Thee Stallion got her fucking number one.
Oh, yeah, on Hit. Thank Kiss.
Fuck. I'm so happy for her. Nicki Minaj has finally stopped speaking. She's, like, now gone social media silent for, like, a week.
Really?
Someone's changed her fucking passwords, I'm convinced.
Oh, thank God.
And I'm so happy for Megan. It's such a sweet victory. Like, it's so...
Did she win anything?
At the Grammys, she hadn't released music.
Oh, okay.
But hopefully next year. She's won three before, or two before. So she is a Grammy winner, unlike Nicki Minaj. But what I was going to say is the Grammys account accidentally tweeted that Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice won their Grammy when they actually hadn't. And I mean,
I know you would have been trembling
after the week she had.
Yeah. Imagine like posting that though. Fucking hell.
But because in my mind, I was like, maybe. But then I was like, no, they can't just. But there was a conspiracy going around that Rock Nation? Yeah, Rock Nation, who represent Megan and Beyonce and Jay-Z, blah, 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 paid off the Grammys. And Nicki and Ice were supposed to win, but in this week they've paid them off and they pulled it out, but they hadn't changed the Twitter account schedule. I was like...
Say how bloody have.
I was just like, I don't know.
Rolls eyes.
There's so many people, like, as far as I'm aware, like, it's done through... Or every category is done through voting. So it's like, then... people's votes don't count. Like, I don't get... I think people were just saying that, not understanding how the Grammys winner is decided. I think it was just a misstep.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they should have won anyway. That sounds kind of trash.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for Ice Spice. She lost out on her Best New Artist.
Who won?
Victoria Monet.
Oh, Victoria Monet.
Which,
wow.
Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy for. Me as a person prefer Victoria Monet's music to Ice Spice's.
Yeah, Ice Spice shouldn't.
I only feel like she should have been acknowledged for the crazy fucking year as a new artist. Like the fact that she wasn't the fact that halfway through last year, she was holding the record for the most amount of top 10 entries is ridiculous for someone who doesn't even have an album out.
I know.
I just would have liked, whether that was not even Best New Artist, but got awarded like a Best Rap Song Duo that she was nominated for with Nicki or something. I would have liked her to get some sort of acknowledgement. But I'm also very happy for Victoria Monet because I love her and she's been working at this for years.
Mm-hmm. Her daughter is absolutely gorgeous, by the way. So is Victoria Monet, of course.
Also, did you see her? So her man was at the carpet with her and everybody was like, this is what a man should be doing. Not in while she was doing interviews, you could see him holding the daughter in the background, like looking. And everyone's like, this is what, your man should not be in the interviews with you.
No, fact, I never understand when people's mans, like you are your own artist.
Right?
Very strange.
You must just be so loved up to bring that.
Yeah, I know.
Do you want to talk about outfits?
Let's talk about outfits. Well, first I want to say that I actually don't even know how to say this, the name of the song, but it's my favourite song in the world. It's M. Night.
Oh, yes. I saw TikTok.
What's pissed me off first is that the whole of Africa is in one category.
Category, yeah.
That's like putting the whole of when I say America, I mean like from South all the way up to the top.
Yeah, like country rap.
Right.
Like.
No, I mean the whole of America.
Oh, right.
From
right.
South America all the way to the top. Like, it doesn't fucking make sense. Do you know what I mean? There's so many genres in that humongous continent. It's just sad, isn't it? Like, I just hope that there's a bit more development in that area. Anyways, Tyler 1, cool.
You know what, it's so crazy, obviously I knew that, but I only deeped it two days ago when I saw when she got her award. She was stood with her mum and dad. There's a picture and the dad looks really sweet and cute, and I was just like, she has stood there with an award about a song about her squirting.
Oh my God, I never even...
And with her dad and mum, yay!
Oh my God, I never actually...
Make me what?
I never even deep the words. It's just one of the... It's like a...
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a fabulous double entendre. I don't even know if it's not even a double entendre, but I think it's a really good play on words.
Also, I really... So before we get into outfits as well, yes. I've just had Billie Eilish in my head the whole time. I love her and Phineas.
Yeah, I rate them.
Yeah, I just think she's great. She's so cute. She's just got great teeth.
She seems really normal as well.
So normal. She says she goes thrifting, but I'm just like, where? And do you dress up as someone else?
She's so famous.
She's so famous.
Surely she's the most famous person from Gen Z.
I honestly think that if she put in the evil side of the work that Taylor Swift puts in, then she would be the same as Taylor Swift, but she's way too genuine and normal to be like that.
Yeah, well, Taylor Swift got all... The only reason why Taylor Swift is who she is today, before people start coming for me, yeah, sure, she was extremely, extremely famous before this. But she... I can't remember the specificness of the situation, but she missed out on a number one or something, like a number one album, and people...
Oh, yeah, I remember you saying
and
this.
People took the piss, and then it, like, flipped a switch in her, and she was like, I need to, like, be crazy successful and get all these chart-topping stuff, da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's why we're literally being forced down her, down our throat so much.
But I just don't, like... I just don't get, like, okay, when I listen to Billie Eilish, yeah, I just hear angels singing in my ears, makes sense. Like, there is just something in her music that I can listen to when I'm getting ready, when I'm crying, when I'm happy, when I'm, do you know what I mean? But with Taylor Swift, it's just such an, like, it is the color gray.
Oh my God, wait, I mean? Have you fucking seen that album that she announced? Have you seen what some of the songs are called?
No.
Please let me read you out the track list. You are going to die. Oh my, you're going to find this so funny. But I do agree. I didn't like Billie Eilish's outfit though, and I don't care about saying that.
No. I wish she'd done more. Like, yeah, it was very casual.
But also I feel like the aesthetic and the vibe and the message she's trying to pass off that she's going for can be still done in a better way than she's doing. I want to find this freaking track list. It's literally like one of the songs called LOML, love, like as in Love of My Life.
What?
Yeah. One of them's called like, oh, it's something like Farewell London or something. Okay, here's the track list. Fortnite featuring Post Malone. My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. Down Bad. So Long London. But Daddy, I Love Him. Fresh Out the Slammer. Florida with 3 exclamation marks. Guilty as Sin? What's Afraid of Little Old Me? This one's maybe the worst. I Can Fix Him. No, really, I can.
Before you go on, can I just say, this sounds like, you know when, not even ASOS, because even ASOS are a bit more like up to date. This sounds like when fucking New Look put fucking words on a t-shirt.
It sounds like AI. Then we have LOML, Love of My Life, that I mentioned. I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, The Alchemy, Clara Bow, and The Manuscript. Like, girl...
You must be a little bit cooler than this.
Right, or at least hire someone who is. Like, even if you aren't, there are people out there who can do this better for you.
Oh.
It's like, do you remember that book on Tumblr, Milk and Honey, where like, it's like a poetry book and it was like words with like,
yes.
I tweeted them because the album's called Tortured Poets Department. I tweeted the Tortured Poets Department and attached that Milk and Honey thing. And of course I had people replying being like, you'll do anything to mention Taylor Swift for a hit tweet. I was like, okay, and move. And it worked.
And it literally, you're here under my fucking tweet anyways.
Anyways,
enough about Taylor Swift. Yeah, let's get into
Well, before
outfits.
We get onto her winning blah, 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 let's do the outfits.
Yes, let's do it, babe.
Do you have a best dressed?
Best dressed for me was Miley.
Oh my God.
Come on.
She
looked like a fucking superstar. She looks absolutely amazing. Her hair, just the way she is, she was just so Miley.
The hair was
just everything.
The hair was maybe some of the best hair I've ever seen.
Yeah. It
was executed so perfectly. And there's this one picture I posted on my story, but also I saw Bob Mackie post it. She was wearing a vintage Bob Mackie dress in it when she's performing. And it was that one, it's the viral one from the night where she's holding it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is going to be that picture that is, you know how like Cher has, like,
yes,
that,
yes.
I was like, that is going to be her like one icon in like 40 years time.
Also,
people, like random fucking like Instagram accounts, if Instagram's even a still thing, whatever the Instagram equivalent is in 40 years time, will post being like Miley Cyrus brackets 2024 Grammy Awards.
Yeah, well, I've just got to give a round of applause to the photographer.
Yeah.
Because that is something that you look at, but like people rarely capture it.
Yeah. True. True that.
All of her looks, she had how many? 3 or 4?
Yeah, she had loads.
She had loads, yeah.
My favourite was, other than the Bob Mackie dress, I think the Bob Mackie dress was my favourite, but the Margiela that she wore on the carpet with all the safety pins, tabbies, like that was very...
I didn't see the shoes, actually.
The tiny little like tabbies with the sling back, they're really, really cute.
Are they the ones that... The classic one.
Yeah, but the toe isn't as far indented in hers, I'm pretty sure. But also, I'm not as well versed on women's tabbies, so maybe that is the normal women's tabbies.
Okay. I really liked her like brown look. I did think that was a little bit more.
Yeah, but then I'm like, you can't do everything. Yeah, like, everything can't be glam.
Right. She had to tone it down a little bit. But I thought Victoria Monet looked great. I thought Beyonce looked terrible.
I kind of like Beyonce. That was Pharrell's first custom look for Louis, and I thought it was fun. Because considering she was just sat in the audience, I liked it. And it's fun for Beyonce. Beyonce usually does boring for red. Well, she didn't go on the carpet, but you know what I mean?
I guess so.
Like, I thought for everything in context, like, she's not nominated for anything. She's just come to sit at the awards and support her husband winning his award. And it's just like, it's a fun, cute little like night out look.
That is just Beyonce through and through.
Right?
Like, a little night out is just to the Grammys.
Also, the amount of people, have you seen the videos on TikTok and Twitter of people, the queue to meet Beyonce? On the ground floor, like where the celebrities are literally forming a queue to meet Beyonce.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, oh, so crazy.
I thought Blue Ivy looked quite good as well.
Yeah. I thought Blue Ivy looked very, very age-appropriately nicely dressed.
Yeah. I totally agree. I can't believe she's so old now, though.
Yeah,
it's so strange
old
to me.
I like Doja Cat, sorry. In the Dolara.
Oh, yeah.
I love the fact that she had Dolara's name tattooed on the forehead.
Yeah, that was cool. She looked wicked.
Yeah, I thought she looked so sick. Also, yeah. I love that she left halfway through.
Did she?
Yeah.
See? She's just iconic. Sorry.
Yeah, she's winning me back over.
Yeah, and I love the fact that she had her nipples out as well, because that's same. So Isla coded.
Yeah.
I always have my nipples falling out, mainly because they're so fucking huge that they can't see them.
I liked Ice Spice's look. I thought it was very cute for her. She was wearing that blue marine long, long denim skirt with a denim jacket.
Wasn't
with the
baby
fur.
Fat?
So it was a baby fat. I don't know if it was a collaboration or a crossover or it just paying homage to baby fat, but I'm pretty sure the actual piece was designed by Blue Marine. I love the baby fat nod too. I thought it was very, very cute for her. It was very first Grammys. Like, I'm not like, this is iconic, but it was a tick.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Who else did I like?
I had someone else on my
I didn't like
list.
I like Taylor Swift's dress apart from the gloves and the necklace.
And the fucking hair. Did you see the hair?
Oh, yeah, but that's just so Taylor Swift.
Yeah, right.
That is like, that hair is what the if you could put her tracklist into a hairstyle, that is what it is.
Literally. I hated her jewelry. Hated.
I know. It made me very uncomfortable. It's that troker situation when it's black and she's wearing white and stuff. Wow, Victoria and Monet won 3 Grammys. Yeah. Fuck.
No men impressed me in any of their outfits.
Men never.
No.
It's.
I'm trying to think. I like Dua Lipa's. She was wearing custom Courage, like the silver scaly dress to the floor. This dress.
Yes. Oh, I love Dua Lipa's. I forgot about that. Yeah, she looked amazing.
And it's actually a completely see-through dress, but each of these single individual silver things are sewn on individually.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. And also, if you haven't watched it, I think it's on YouTube now. Her performance was insane.
Really? Like, what, she's dancing and stuff?
Like wow.
I know. Who's that? I know that she's wearing records.
The big gossip of the night was, obviously we briefly mentioned it, Taylor Swift won Album of the Year, which now makes her the highest winner in that category in history, beating her previous tie. She was previously, just let that sink in. She previously tied with Frank Sinatra, Paul Simon, and I can't remember the last one, but it was some other like musical goat, and she's now the highest winner of all time in Album of the Year.
That's pissed me off.
I know. And the problem is, well, a problem what a lot of people are saying, listen, I haven't listened to Midnights, which is the album that won, I never will, but Taylor Swift fans are saying it was her worst album.
Really?
Yeah, like I've seen a lot of discourse on Twitter being like, as a Taylor Swift fan, she literally did not deserve to win.
Do you know
that.
What? I'm not even going to be offended by that, and I'm not even going to like think of her winning all these Grammys as a good thing, because it's just not built for the people that I like anyways. Do you know what I mean? It is for, like, it's set up for her, if that makes sense. Like,
no,
and that's
100%.
How
I'm pretty sure people only voted her to break the record.
Yeah.
Which, and I you know, as you said, I don't have, Beyonce's never won Album of the Year. It's not the be all and end all and indicator of greatness. But the only thing I'm sad about is that SZA missed out for SOS. Because that album broke so many records, set so many trends.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was quite...
That song could never, like...
I feel like it was quite of a one-of-a-kind, one-of-a-kind album. And she deserved it in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Also, did you see all the stuff about, I was about to say Gwyneth Paltrow, wrong old lady. Celine Dion came out. Wrong old white woman. Celine Dion came out and she suffers with stiff person syndrome, so she very rarely goes out. In fact, I think this is her first public appearance in years. And to present the Album of the Year, and everybody was coming for Taylor Swift because she ignored her.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me. I don't think she's a very nice person.
Do you know what? I don't, but then at the same time, I saw her dancing for like everyone, singing and stuff.
Yeah, because she knows where she is. I feel like she's one of those girls who is like, oh, she's so nice. And the more you get to know her, it's like, whoa, this bitch is not on my side.
Mm.
Like one of those friends.
I did find it weird that she didn't have to say thank you to Celine.
Yeah, because if you, because someone compared the clip of Mariah presenting the award to Miley, and Miley is like, Mariah fucking Carey?
Yeah. I like Miley's speech as well.
Yes.
It's like, and I got no underwear on.
She's
someone said it was something to, it was like directed towards like her dad.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't get on with her dad.
Yeah.
She's completely fallen out with him.
Yeah, because her, yeah, they had a divorce. Oh, separately, this is very, very random, but did you see the interview with Bobby Alforf and, fuck, what's that woman's, what's her name?
I've seen one clip, I don't know if you're speaking about this interview specifically. I saw a clip with Keke Palmer. Keke Palmer was like, you are very industry plant.
No, it was Bobby Alforf and, fuck, I'm going to find her name quickly. Sukihana. And she's like, Bobby Alforf is like calling her like, oh, like obviously you're a musician, and she's like, I'm not into magic and all of that, but like she's standing like with it and saying like, basically saying stop, like she's like, I'm trying to say that you're a musician, you do music, you're a musician, and like she's just like disagreeing with her and saying like, I'm not a magician or whatever you said. You need to watch a video because I'm so bad at explaining stuff, but it's fucking hilarious. But then everyone in the comments is obviously like, Sukihana is just she's just like acting and shit like that, like how people do it with Nicki. And I'm like, I don't think she is. I honestly do think she called her, I think she thought she called her a magician.
Finally, Edward Enfield's very last British Vogue cover is live as of a couple hours ago, and it is 40 British Vogue cover stars, greatest of all time.
Oh, she's like, oh, we're in the park.
Yes, so one, well, we'll get onto it, but yeah, they've all had a cover of British Vogue in the past. And the craziest part to me is when I first saw it, I was like, oh, that's nice. The fact that they were all actually in the room together.
I know.
And all shot.
I was really like looking to see if like they touched each other, and then I scrolled through and I was like, oh, okay.
I was like, oh, this is really nice. But I was like, and then when I got to the video of them, I was like, whoa.
Whoa, yeah.
I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Some of the names, and when it's not just fucking like, obviously Naomi and Kate are very famous, but you know, you would expect them to, like some of the names that were pulled for this cut. Let me name some. Simone Ashley, Victoria Beckham, Naomi, Gemma Chan, Jodie Comer, Laverne Cox, Cindy Crawford, Miley Cyrus, Ariana DeBose, Cara Delevingne, Jordan Dunn, Paloma, Cynthia Erivo, Linda Evangelista, Jane Fonda, Kaya Gerber, Gigi Hadid, Salma Hayek, Iman, Maya Jama, Jamelia Jamil, Carly Kloss, Precious Lee, Dua Lipa, Kate Moss, Lila Moss, Rina Sawayama, which kind of shocked me. Anya Taylor-Joy, Chrissy Turlington, Serena Williams, Oprah, Anoki Ai. That was just like 30 of the 40. I just said the main ones. But.
And what's crazy to me is like, I just wonder how, like, who had like the highest security and like all of that. Like, who had like the most runners? Like, it must have been a busy day behind the scenes. Like, because when you go to these places, everyone like has their, you're there. But this is me like literally watching people yesterday, like they'll be there and then they'll have like their manager, they'll have like this person, this runner for them, this like literally taking like they've got an itch in their eye, they've got someone to itch their fucking eye, do you know what I mean? Like, I know Oprah's would be up there, but then also like Kate is there with Lila. I just would love to see the energy in the room.
Yeah, Vic will have everyone. Loads as well, Posh.
Yeah,
I think Oprah
will have the most, hands down.
Crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, the interactions, I wonder what they spoke about.
Yeah.
Like, this is massive. It's so sick.
And good for Maya Jama.
Yeah, good for Maya Jama.
I've actually seen, I'm jumping a gun here saying that a lot of people are going to say, because I've actually seen no one say this, but I'm sure there are many people being like, Maya Jama, what the fuck is she doing here? The way that Maya Jama has hustled the way to where she was, because she is, and I'm not saying that she got all her fame from Stormzy. Like, Stormzy said that when they first got together, she was already doing things and she put her into touch with people for him to get him into music and stuff like that. Like, I'm not saying she got all her fame from Stormzy, but obviously a lot of both their popularity came from being a couple together. And the way that she has totally eclipsed him now, like, you do not associate her with Stormzy, even
it's
though
just
they're
a perfect
together.
Like, love story though. Yeah. Like, it all she done her thing and now they're back together as like, and no one can say that she's a gold digger. No one can say that this, like, they've come back together where they're supposed to be. And I love that. I really enjoyed Stormzy's Day in the Life the other day as well. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch that.
Oh, it was so good.
Well, was it on?
Like, yeah, he done like his first ever TikTok and he done like a day in the life.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, it's so good. You'll love it.
Oh, he's such a cute.
It makes you feel lazy as fuck.
Oh, though, really?
Yeah. Because he like works out like 50 million times.
Why would that make me feel lazy? I don't want to work out 50 million times.
No, he just made me feel like, damn, like...
Has he got a good body? Not that I'm saying...
He does up top, like, he just... I don't know how many leg days he does.
Right. Okay. I don't... No, that was...
Men are very like that, though.
Yeah.
Like, we can see your legs.
Straight men are very like that. I feel like gay men concentrate on their legs so much.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. And then their arms...
Because I feel like gay men, like...
Bums,
thick
thighs,
and
thick
like,
thighs,
yeah. But anyway, back to British Vogue. crazy.
Yeah, one thing I will say though, everyone did look amazing, but I was confused by Maya Jama's outfit.
Oh, she's wearing fucking Dolce & Gabbana.
Which
she's a Dolce girl. Which I'm.
Oh yeah,
okay.
She is, isn't she?
So listen, I'm not gonna sit here and say that people who do Dolce & Gabbana should be ashamed of themselves, especially when you're in a position like people like Maya, who is maybe not quite taken seriously by the fashion world, high fashion world yet, and it's a gateway in. Okay, I get that. It would be a hard opportunity to say no to. But in my head, I just view anyone who works with them as so. And I think it's because they did a collection with Kim Kardashian when no other high fashion brand wants to touch Kim Kardashian. Mm. And they made Kim such a public face of their brand that I now just associate people who are faces of Dolce. And again, I'm sitting here never going to be a face of a high fashion brand. It's easy for me to say this now because I've never been put in that position of being offered it. But I just view people who are the face of that as like, oh, no one else wants to work with you because it's such a problematic brand that you're having to work with a very problematic brand, which is a shame.
Yeah. I feel like she'll get like, she could have just waited for someone else.
Yeah, because Amelia Dimms is working in the high fashion scene.
Yeah, she's working.
Yeah, she's... Jean Paul Gaultier, she was front row next to Kendall? Kylie. Oh yeah, a lot of people were like, the top comment was, no Kardashians, ... bliss.
Yeah.
And the girls in my group chat were being like, they should have at least had Kendall or someone there. Well, first of all, there was no British Vogue. Everybody on the cover had a British Vogue cover. As far as I'm aware, someone may be able to correct me, but no Kardashians or Jenner have been on the cover of British Vogue. Mm. They've been done American Vogues and other Vogues, but none of them have done British. Because to me, shining a light on the Kardashians or the Jenners on something which celebrates the height of British fashion is very tasteless and trashy. It's not very...
It's not British.
Yeah. Like, come on, guys.
No, it's not British. It's very American. Yeah, they are very American.
Right. And I feel like the American celebrities which are in this are either, you know, icons of the fashion industry or extremely all-rounded, well-loved celebrities. Like, they're not controversial. Yeah. Like, Salma Hayek, Miley Cyrus. Like,
Oprah Winfrey.
Like, you love... Well, she's probably as hell, but you know what?
Yeah, apart from her.
Her image is like...
Yeah.
Their images are... but the image they put out are all well-rounded, lovely people. Mm-hmm. The Kardashians had no business being on that. Like, be fucking for real.
Totally agree.
But yeah, I'm going to try and buy it because I feel like it'll be a good...
Yeah, that'll be a good table piece.
Staple. Imagine having that in 20 years.
Oh.
And being like, wow, look at all these
people.
Should
we go buy it after this?
Yeah, and we can all like put it on our coffee tables.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. If people want to find you, Isla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Isla Loba and TikTok at Isla.
And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube and TikTok. Looking for Lewis.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You can also find us on TikTok and Instagram at Pop Up Podcast. Let us know your thoughts on the Grammys, who you thought was the best dressed, and let us know if you think the Kardashians should have been on the cover. The production team is Katie Baxter and Temi Adebayo. Rate this podcast 5 stars and be sure to subscribe, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Ciao.
Pop Off is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, Aviva can help solve this car insurance conundrum. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Breaking the news is up to him, though.
Darling.
Helping solve your car insurance puzzles? It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favourite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree. That's amazon.co.uk/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.